being chosen. Last week, we saw people seeing and understanding, up to a point, that Jesus was the Messiah, and not just for the children of Israel, but for everyone. Jesus identified Peter as the rock, a successful fisherman as the rock. But Peter, who himself was rocked at times, was indeed the rock on which the church was built, growing from meetings of Jesus' friends on the fringes of society. Being Jesus' friends today, we sometimes find ourselves on the fringes too, as we don't, can't, won't buy into all the promises which society makes to us now, any more than Jesus' people did then. And this week, we again recognise the continuity of Scripture, Isaiah's prophecy being precious both then and now. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. He says that a light has dawned on people living in the shadow of death. Once a light has dawned, you can't turn it off. You can go and hide in the shadows again, but why would you do that? Perhaps it's best, healthiest, just to learn to live and to flourish in the light. Light is life-giving. We don't think about that very much, but the whole planet, indeed life as we know it, functions on light. It is solar powered. We are solar powered. We can only breathe and eat because of light. The energy in it gives us a planet which supports life. The air we breathe, the food we eat, are only wholesome and abundant because of the light. Our very bodies, whether we realise it or not, embody the light of God in creation, the light of Christ, which is named and enabled in new ways when we are baptised. At baptism, we were told, whether we remember it or not, to shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. Our minds, our emotions, benefit greatly from light too. In countries which are dark for much of the year, depression and suicide rates are high. Many of us experience lower mood and lower energy through the darker months. Oh, for a sunny day, we say, we'll all start feeling better. And it's true. Vitamin levels and energy increase, and we feel more like the people we want to be, the people that God created us to be. So in that sense, we are living lights, created and lit by God, walking and talking, living and loving as Jesus' people. We have been chosen, and we ourselves have made that choice, head and heart. And to live up to all of that, we need Christ's light. Our souls, our spirits need Christ's light to absorb it in prayer and transmit it in and beyond our lives. In this week's readings, we see people choosing to be Christ's people, to live in Christ's light. We see a community forming around Jesus, people who are being called and called out. And we wonder, what is it all for? What is the aim of these people? What are they trying to do? And it's quite likely that they're not sure, really, just as we are not quite sure. But Jesus knows that he is forging a community in order for them to be sent out as fishers of people. But Jesus doesn't trap people like fish in a net, which is hauled in. He attracts them by his teaching. They stay, we stay, because we want to learn and live more of Jesus and good news. We stay because we really want to be changed one step at a time, so that we can live and love in the light as Jesus does. We might stay with Jesus, but we don't stay put, because Jesus doesn't stay put. He travels, and either we journey with him or we live our lives differently because of what we heard. There can be no sticking with how things are and that being good enough. Jesus is the light of the world. And the thing about light is that it causes growth to happen. Just as seedlings grow in light, so do we grow in the light of Christ. As we grow and flourish, we become healthier. A gardener would talk about the best conditions for growth. What's needed is light and air and space and nutrition. And for nutrition, we have the Word of God. Last week at Evensong, we heard that for Ezekiel, it tasted as sweet as honey. And Jesus himself spoke of being nourished by every word which comes from God. So living in the light of Christ and nourished by the Word of God, how can we not grow healthier? How can our spiritual immune system not become stronger? By allowing and encouraging others to see all this in our own lives, by helping them to know Jesus, to experience his healing touch, they too may start to live in the light of Christ. They may be healed and healthier in their turn. May we all live more consciously as children of the light. May we all know that we, each and every one of us, walk, live and love in the light of Christ, always. Amen. Amen.